Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Hey. We are up to Siv Gimel, the top line on page Reish Chav Ches, which is the page following 454. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, actually before we read the Mechaber, let's go to the Mishabura's introduction to this Sif. So the introduction of the Mishabura is in Siv Katan Yud Beis. Says the Mishabura, Mipnei Shesif Ze Yesh Bo Harbe Pratim, because this sif, which is going to be a 2-day sif, has a lot of details, Lachain Akdim Hakdama Kitzara. Therefore, I'm going to give a short introduction. Vahu, and that is as follows. Yadua Mi Simin Shin Samech Dalad, it is known already from Shin Samech Dalad, De Mavui HaMafulush L'Rishus HaRabim, Chomer Misha'enu Mafulush. A mavui mafulish, as we know, is open on the two ends, towards Rosh Hashanah or towards a Carmelis, is more chamor than if it's not mafulish, meaning it's closed on three sides and only open on the fourth side, to a Rosh Hashanah or a Carmelis. Ditzarech bo tzuras ha-pesach mitzad echad. Because when you have a mavui mafulish, we learned, you have to put a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, and then it's ke'ilu, it's closed on three sides, and you can fix up the fourth side with either a lechi or kora. V'yavor b'sif zeh. What we're going to discuss in this sif is imafsik chotzer ben kitzei hamavui l'rishus harabim. We have a mavui mafulish, but instead of opening up on two ends in rishus harabim or a karmelis, so one end of the mavui is in rishus harabim, and the other end does not go into rishus harabim, but rather it goes into a chotzer, which then goes into rishus harabim. Just to get clarity, if you look at the picture in note number 13, it shows very clearly what we're going to discuss. So you have a mavui, open one side to Rosh Hashanah, and the other side goes into a chatzer, which opens up into Rosh Hashanah. So says the Mishabura, with the fourth line of Sivkotun Yudbez, so a mafsik chatzer ben ketzeh mavui Rosh Hashanah. So there's a chatzer separating between the mavui and Rosh Hashanah, v'nifratz ha-chatzer mishnei tzadav. And like in the picture, and the chatzar is broken open on both sides. Ke eser amos. 10 amos or less. Vinish'oru gipufa mikanu mikan. And there is part of the wall on both sides that remains. Like in the picture, so the chatzar is open on both sides. One wall between the mavu and the chatzar, and one wall between the chatzar and the Rosh Harabim, but there are remnants of the walls of the chatzar on both sides. Dinimtza ha'omeid b'mavui roa. Rishus Harabim Kenegdo. So if you're standing in the Mavui, you're able to see the Rishus Harabim across through the Chatzar. De lohaya lachatzar dofen acher kiim dofen ha-Mavui ha-Nichlas of Socho. The Chatzar has no other wall except the wall of the Mavui that broke down, that entered into the Chatzar. So mahu dino shel ha-Mavui v'chatzar. So what we're going to discuss in Siv Gimel, says the Chavetz Chaim, is what is going to be the din of this Mavui and this Chatzar. In mutil taltabam, are you allowed to carry in these areas? So ulai nidon hamavui mach mazek mafulish l'rishus harabim. Maybe we should consider this mavui like a regular mavui mafulish into rishus harabim. After all, when you're standing in that mavui, either way you look, you see the rishus harabim. So it's like a mavui mafulish l'rishus harabim. Says the brackets v'yavur bo. We will explain in this if sheyesh chiluk. There is a difference in Pirtzas HaChotzer Shilatzad Rosh Hashanah Mechuvan Keneged Pirtzas HaChotzer Shilatzad HaMavui. Oz Nidon Kemefulish V'ilo Lo. We're going to see in the Sif that if it is like the diagram in note number 13, that the opening of the Chotzer on the side of the Mavui and the opening of the Chotzer on the side of Rosh Hashanah is exactly across from each other, then we will treat the Mavui like a Mavui Mefulish. And if it's not exactly across from it, rather it's going to be a little more to the side, then it will not be treated as a mavui mafulish. V'gam halo anshe ha-chatzer yecholim le'asor alav im lo ervu yachad. Another possible issue over here is that maybe the people of the chatzer are going to asor on the people of the mavui if they did not contribute to the eruv. If they did not contribute to the shitufei mavuos, of all the chatzeros contributing, if they didn't contribute, so maybe they'll ask for the mavui as well. Ve'echad din le'in yachatzer. So that's l'gabi the mavui. Also, what's the din of the chatzer? Halo paras l'Rosh Hashanah. After all, this chatzer is open fully to the Rosh Hashanah, so what's the din over there? So that is the Chavetz Chaim introduction to the Sif. Now let's begin Siv Gimel. So mavui shenifrats b'milua l'chatzer. So you have a mavui that has opened up the whole way into a chatzer. V'nifrats a chatzer mitzad Hashem l'Rosh Sarabim. And this chatzer is also opened on the other side to Rosh Sarabim, like in the picture. Im lo irvu b'nei chatzer im b'nei mavui. What we're going to discuss tonight is part one, is where they did not make an Erev together. Tomorrow night we'll discuss where maybe they did make an Erev together. So if they did not make an Erev, meaning the people of the Chatzar did not contribute to the Shituf of the Mavui. So Chatzar Mutter, the Chatzar will be Mutter. Afilu Nifrats Neged Pirtas HaMavui. Even if it is broken open across in the Pirtas of the Mavui, like in the picture. Vafilu Baki Barabim. Even if people are going in and out from the Rosh Sarabim into that Chatzar, it's going to be Mutter. As long as the two breaks in the chatzar, the one bordering the mavui and the one bordering the shirabim, are only going to be up to 10 amos, not more. Umavui aser. And in this same case where the chatzar is going to be mutter, the mavui will be aser. Afilu eino keneged pierces a chatzar. Even if those two openings in the chatzar are not across from each other. So it's not mefulish from the mavui. If you look into the mavui, you don't see into Rosh Hashanah, you'll see into the wall of the chatzar, because the wall that opened on the chatzar bordering the Rosh Hashanah is a little more to the side. It's not across from the place that broke from the mavui to the chatzar. Even so, it's going to be usher. Tekevan shalo irvu im ha-mavui oseres alav. Since the chatzar is connected to the mavui, and they didn't contribute to the eruv of the mavui, so they asked her on the mavui. Ukegon shenichnasu kasle ha-mavui b'chatzar. And we're talking about a case where the walls of the mavui enter into the chatzar. Like if you look at picture 13, the end of the wall of the mavui enters into the chatzar, beyond where the wall was. B'inyan she'en ha-gipufim she'nish'aru b'chatzar nirin l'misha omid b'mavui. That the walls that remain from the chatzar are not recognizable from the mavui. Aval im nirin, but if they are recognizable, so olim lo mishun lechi umutter. Then it counts as a lechi and it's going to be mutter. Now this line of the Mechaber is a little bit funny. He doesn't really mean to say that it's not recognizable in the mavui. Because if you're in the mavui, you're not going to see the extra walls on the side of the chatzar, whether the walls of the mavui enter into the chatzar or they don't enter in the chatzar. What he means is that if you're in the chatzar, you would be able to see the bordering walls of the chatzar as extensions of the wall of the mavui. We'll see more details about this shortly. But that's where we'll stop in the Mechaber for tonight. Again, a case where the mavui is open on one side to a chatzar, the chatzar into a shirabim, and if they did not contribute to the eruv, the shittuv of the mavui, so then the chatzar will be mutter, assuming they followed the few criteria that the Mechaber mentioned, and the mavui will be aser, simply because they didn't contribute to the eruv, so the chatzar asers on the mavui. So let's see the details now, beginning in Sivkatan Yud Gimel. So the mavui is nifrats b'miluo, lafuke kishinish aru boki pufin. This is coming to exclude a case where there are bits of the wall of the mavui that remain intact. Then it's nidon kalachi. Then the gipufin, whatever is left in the walls of the mavui that broke down, would be considered like a lechi. Ve'ein yochol hechatzer leser alav af kishalo ervu yachad. And if there would be remnants of the wall that were broken down, the wall that borders between the mavui and the chatzar, there would be a little remnants left in the middle, that would be considered a lechi, that would separate out the chatzar, and then even if the chatzar did not contribute to the shittuf of the mavui, it would not aser. So that would be a separation. Sivkatan yudalid, im lo irvu, if they didn't make an eruv, nokat lo irvu l'rabusa. We're mentioning over here that they did not make an eruv together as a chiddush, da'afilu bazeh, even in this case, that because of the lack of the Erev, the Mavui becomes Usr in carrying. Even so, carrying the Chatzar will be Mutter. And the Mavui, which is Usr, does not have the power to Usr on the Chatzar. So the fact that the Chatzar did not contribute to the Shittim of the Mavui will ruin things for the Mavui, make it Usr to carry there. But that would not in turn make it usr to carry in the chatzar. So that's the chiddush. Even though the mavui is usr because of the lack of the contribution from the chatzar to the shittuf of the mavui, the chatzar remains mutter. Says the Mishabura Vayter Tesvav, The chatzar is mutter. The hapratzo sheyesh b'ksalav l'saram avui. The break in the chatzar, in the wall that borders the side of the mavui, uletzara reshesharabim, and the wall of the chatzar that borders the reshesharabim, kevan she'em behem yoser me'eser amos havik apsachim. Since the two breaks in the chatzar walls are both 10 amos or less, they're considered their doorways. They're simply psachim. Ubnei ha-mavui gam kein ein yecholim leser alav. And the members of the mavui can't aser on the people of the chatzar. Kevan she'ein la ha-mavui drisas ha-regla al-chatzar. Since the mavui is not traveling through the chatzar, the mavui has their own entrance on the other end to the Rish Sarabim. So they're not going through the chatzar. So therefore this chatzar is really in good shape. It has four walls all around it. It has two breaks in the wall up to 10 amos. Those are psachim, and therefore the chatzar is fine. The mavui is not going to ask for the chatzar. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodin Tezayin. So the Mechaber said the chatzar is mutter, even if the two breaks and the walls are across from each other. V'rotzalom Rami to say, after Lagabe Mavui, even though when it comes to the Mavui, Isla Kame, we'll see later on, the Imhoya Pirtsasa Mechuvenes Neged Pirtsasa Chatzar, that if the break in the wall between the Mavui and the Chatzar is exactly across, and the break in the wall between the Chatzar and the Rosh Harabim, Chashvinin Lei Kemefulash Rosh Harabim V'Asar V'Chol Gavni, in terms of the Mavui, it's going to be Asar. It's considered a Mavui Mefulash Rosh Harabim, and it's going to be Asar all cases, even if there is an Erev. Mikomakom still, le'inyan chatzar lomach marina bazeh. In terms of the chatzar itself, we don't care. The two openings could be across from each other. They're not considered openings. They're just psachim. They're not pirtzas, and therefore the chatzar is mutter. Then the Mechaber said, in terms of the chatzar still, afilu baki barabim, even if people are walking through that entrance from the Rosh Rabim to the chatzar, will not ask for it. Afagav de le'el b'mavu posel baki rabim. Even though we learned earlier that when it comes to a break in a mavui, that's even 10 amos or less, that the rabbim is walking through their apostles, kan lo in your chatzar lo mashkechina mabaki rabbim. That is a din of a mavui. But a din of a chatzar is not the same way. Baki barabbim is not a problem by a chatzar. So therefore, even if there's no eruv, the two openings are across from each other, the rabbim is walking through there, the chatzar is still mutter to be carried in. It's a four-wall chatzar. Just happens to have two psachim that happen to be across from each other. People are walking in, no problem. Sivkatan Yudches. Ubilvat shelo yeheyoser me'eser. The only real requirement we have, mitzad the chatzar, is that the breaks are not more than 10 amos. Rotzalomar, bein ha-pirtzel shelotzad Rosh Sarabim. Both the break on the side of Rosh Sarabim, ubein ha-pirtzel shelotzad ha-movui. They both have to be not more than 10 amos. Da'oz chashivi kepsachim. And then they're only considered doorways, they're openings, no problem. Avalim hoya ha-pirtzel yoseh me'eser amos. But if the break would be more than 10 amos, chosha pirtzel gemura, that would be considered a real pirtzel. And then it's considered a pirza to a makam that's asrla, which is either to Rosh Rabin or towards the mavui, and that would be a problem. And that would only be able to be fixed up with the tzuras ha-pesach, like we learned earlier in Shin Samach Gimel, Siv Beis. So that is all in terms of the chatzar. Everything goes in the chatzar as long as the both openings are not more than 10 amos. The mavui, however, even if the openings we said in the Mechaber are not across from each other, so it's not considered a mavui mefulash or shirabim, it's still a problem because we're talking about a case, again, where the chatzar did not contribute to their shituf, and therefore the chatzar asers on the entire mavui. Sivkatan yutes, afilu eino kenegin, even if the openings are not across from each other. Rotzalom Rami to say, afilu ima pirta shalitzad rosh shirabim, even if the break in the chatzar bordering Rosh Rabim, lo haya mechuvan neged pirtzas ha-chatzar shekenegdo, it's not exactly across in the pirtzah of the chatzar that's bordering the mavui. V'imkein ein anu yucholon l'asr l'talta b'mavui mishum mefulash Rosh Rabim. Therefore, we can't ask for the mavui midin that is considered a mavui mefulash Rosh Rabim because it's not mefulash Rosh Rabim. It opens on one side to Rosh Rabim. To the other side, it goes straight into the back wall of a chatzar. The opening of the chatzar is a little to the left or to the right, so it's not a mavui mefulash. So we can't ask for midin that. Afilu haki aser mitam cheshon ha'eruv. It's usher because it's lacking an eruv. Ukamoshim afarish v'holach. The mechaber goes on and says, "Va'asra afilu l'baki barabim." Even if the rabbim doesn't walk through mishus rabbim l'mavui derechatzer, even if the public is not walking from the rabbim to the chatzer of the mavui, you don't even need that to cause a problem. The mavui is usher because there is no eruv. Now, before we go to the last point, we said before that if the wall separating the mavui and the chatzer is not broken down the whole way, the mavui still has gipufim, it has a little bit of wall that's left, that counts as a lechi of the mavui, and it separates out the chatzer, and the chatzer can't asra on the mavui. What the mechaber now is going to explain, and the mishabur is going to clarify it, is that even if the mavui is open fully into the chatzer, but the walls of the chatzer on the two sides, we're right there, right by the break, it's a straight, meaning the walls of the mavui don't go through into the chatzer like in the picture, they would stop right at the end, then those walls going the wrong way will count as a lechi also. Because there's an understanding that we've had before, that a lechi that is nira mibachutz v'shavim b'fnim, you can't see it inside, you only see it from the outside, that's a good lechi also. So we need for the mavui to be usher, like in the picture that the walls of the mavui go further than the wall of the chatzer inside the chatzer. That's when it's a problem. What the mechaber is going to say here, if it doesn't go in, it stops by the wall of the chatzer, then the wall of the chatzer on the two sides will count as a lechi for the mavui to separate the chatzer from the mavui, and even if the chatzer didn't contribute to the shita, if it won't ask for the mavui. That's what the mechaber says at the end. We'll read again the mechaber, the last line on Reish Chav Ches. Ukigon, it's only usher, shenichnesu kaslei ha-mavui b'chatzer. The walls of the mavui go into the chatzer. Be'inyon she'en ha-gipufim shenisharu b'chatzer nirin l'misha omid b'mavui. So that it goes all the way in. Again, the lashon is a little funny, that's pointed out by the mefarshim over here, in such a way that the gipufim that are remained on the side of the chatzer are not visible to one standing in the mavui. Aval and nirin, but if they are seen, meaning the walls, it's a 90 degree angle right there, it doesn't go any past that, then olin lo mishum lechi amutter. Then the wall of the chatzer on either side would count as a lechi for the mavui, even though you can't see it in the mavui. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Chaf. Hainu. Sheketzei kaslei orach ha-mavui. The ends of the length of the wall of the mavui nichnasim lahalam besoch ha-chatzer. Like in the picture, it goes beyond the wall of the chatzer, inside the chatzer. Va'yidei ze niru gipufei ha-chatzer mikan u-mikan sheim rak kaslei ha-chatzer. In such a way that the remaining part of the wall of the chatzer that broke down looks like it's only a wall of the chatzer. Because the wall of the mavui goes past them. So it looks like it's just simply a wall of the chatzer. Mishum hachi lo nucha l'tzarev ha-gipufin la-mavui. Therefore, we can't use that extension of the walls of the chatzer to count for the mavui. Avol, in lo nichnesu lifnim, if the walls of the mavui would not go inside to the chatzer, then chashvinen ha-gipufin gam la-mavui. Then we would consider the gipufim of the chatzer also to count for the mavui, v'nechshavim kelechayim mikanu mikan. It would be considered like you have a lechi on both sides of the edge of the mavui, v'shuv ein ha-chatzer yochol le'asar lav. And then the chatzer will not aser. Just two quick bir halachas over here on page 456. Tiramaskul l'misha omid b'mavui. We said that that line doesn't really make any sense, because even if the walls of the mavui don't actually go into the chatzer, it stops by the edge. The walls of the mavui end by the walls of the chatzer, and they're perpendicular to each other. So even then, you can't see it from the chatzer. That's what he points out in the Berlacha. Ayin b'magen Avram, shaloshan ze einu meduktuk. So ayin b'prisha. Note 27 explains what it's trying to say. We're not going to read it. But the point is, it's not exacting by saying that it's not recognizable one who's standing in the mavui. Because either way, it's not recognizable by someone in the mavui. Because either way, the walls of the mavui end either by the walls of the chatzer or beyond the walls of the chatzer. Either way, you can't see anything from inside the mavui. That's what he points out. But that's the chiluk, is that if the walls of the mavui end by the walls of the chatzer, then the wall of the chatzer is not only the wall of the chatzer, it's also considered a lechi for the mavui. But if the wall of the mavui goes inside the chatzer, so then by the edge of the wall of the mavui, there's nothing there, because the chatzer wall is earlier, and therefore it will not count as a lechi. Let's just read one more bi'al locha, the b'maskel mishum lechi. So he said in this case, it would count as a lechi. V'koya eino keneged pirtzel the chatzer. The bi'al locha is just pointing out that which we could theoretically, if it was set up right, count the walls of the chatzar as a lechi for the mavui, that's only if the two openings of the chatzar are not right across from each other. Shekasa l'mala, that's how we set up the case before. The ilav hachi, because if the two openings of the chatzar are across from each other, hareihu b'chal mefulush, so it's already a mavui mefulush, umat tahani lechi, why would a lechi help? V'chein mucha b'gemara b'maskana, that's what comes out clear in the gemara b'maskana. We'll stop over here. That's part one of Sif Gimel, where again, the people of the chatzar did not contribute to the Eiriv or the Shita of the Mavui, and therefore, although the chatzar has all the leniencies, the Mavui has all the chumras. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the second half when they did contribute to the Eiriv, so then there's more makom to be matir to carry in the Mavui as well. So we'll continue that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.